Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
College football. Maybe you're like me, huh? You got into a little SEC football over the weekend. As that league returned to play, the Big Ten's going to come back, the Pac-12's coming back, and the MAC is coming back. We found that out over the weekend. On our Western Hotline, Director of Athletics, University at Buffalo, Mark Allnutt with us right now. Mark, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Welcome back, sir. Nice to have you on the show again.
As always, guys, thanks for having me. Good morning.
You know, I'll get you the question that everybody was asking the Big Ten. So why the vote to return? What changed from the MAC's perspective?
Well, I think there's several factors in looking at it from when the decision was made back in early August to now. You know, first was the testing, testing availability, testing turnaround to be able to accurately be able to detect. And then, you know, obviously put an action plan in place, you know, if a student athlete or staff member became positive. And what other data points are out there in relation to the to COVID-19 itself? You know, this virus during this pandemic. You know, one thing that we do know is the virus hasn't changed. But you know, as we again continue to evolve, you know, through this and the availability of rapid testing and putting together a very stringent testing protocol that is more than essentially any other league out there except for the Big Ten that requires testing four times a week. And then in addition to that, you know, putting in place certain guidelines as it pertains to, you know, the percentage of positives amongst your team. So, you know, as we move forward beginning October 5th, you know, we'll start testing, you know, our entire football program under those protocol, and then we'll have to monitor it. And if it becomes a situation where, you know, our positives are over a certain percentage, in this case for a roster over 5% positive, you know, we would have to pause. And that's something that we made well aware of. But also at the end of the day, and just looking at, you know, all the protocols that are in place, you know, for our student athletes when they come to our facilities, the education that we're continuing to deliver to them in regards to mitigation efforts, you know, outside of facilities is going to be key to this. So, you know, our guys are excited. You know, our staff are ready to go. And I know our fans and alums are excited. So, you know, that action, you know, can't wait for that first Wednesday in November to be able to compete.
Mark, there were also concerns about cardiac-related issues for anybody that might test positive for the virus, the myocarditis. What about that? You covered the testing portion. What about that? What was there anything that changed or made the presidents and the chancellors feel more comfortable with that aspect to bring football back?
Yeah, good question there in terms of myocarditis. So, you know, again, what we have in place is more of, you know, set guidelines, set evaluations, you know, with our team physicians, whether it is EKG or ECG opportunities for, you know, our student athletes who have tested positive. So it's now there's an acclimatization period, you know, once they come back. So it's not as if, you know, they have it, they're asymptomatic and they can immediately come back. I mean, they have to go through that evaluation before any type of full return to play. So, you know, those guidelines were put in place, again, following suit for other leagues that, you know, wanted to ensure, you know, again, the safety of our student athletes when they return.
Only six games, which is the smallest number of any of the leagues that are coming back. Why six, Mark?
Well, in looking at it, again, just goes back to the testing protocols, the availability to be able to, you know, have it up and running October 5th, you know, having that runway. And so right now with us starting practice on October 5th, I mean, it matches what a typical preseason, you know, might be. We didn't want to go any earlier because again, a shorter runway for a lot of these institutions to get prepared. So we wanted to make sure, since there has been a pause, you know, throughout this, you know, beginning of the summer in June to early fall, that there was that opportunity to first and foremost, mm-hmm. from an athletic director's standpoint, let's preserve the conference race. So from a divisional standpoint, there's five games, you know, do a crossover game and be in position to have a true championship. And, you know, outside of that, what other opportunities might exist? You know, the bowls are, you know, there's still communications with all of our bowl partners and all the bowl partners in general, not just within the MAC, in terms of, you know, what that's going to look like for postseason opportunities. So we felt six games is, you know, again, a minimum opportunity for us to be able to decide, you know, a conference champion.
I had a bold question before we let you go because of your role on the oversight committee. But before we do that, one last thing in terms of UB or the MAC specifically. So you can't get the big money road games back from the non-conference portion of the schedule. Those are gone. How much does it help in the return for you and the other MAC institutions that you would be getting some, I guess, TV money for the midweek games from ESPN?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously that the availability for that exposure, you know, from ESPN and understand the financials associated with that. That is a benefit. You know, obviously that wasn't the only reason to come back, but also being able to look at, again, when we do sit back and evaluate and understand that really the goal here is to have a sense of normalcy, if we can, for the fall of 21. And being able to put in place a calendar, which we have now, to be able to play games and not have to worry about potentially playing anywhere from, you know, 18 to 20 games in one calendar year. Mm-hmm. So for us, having the opportunity with ESPN, you know, wasn't sure if that opportunity was 100% guaranteed in the spring. But to be able to begin now and then, you know, obviously be part of the bowl situation, you know, as well, you know, we thought that was a great benefit, again, for our institutions, for our league, but also that opportunity for our student-athletes as well.
And finally, on the bowls, you're on the oversight committee, and correct me if I'm wrong, the oversight committee has recommended that there would be no record requirements to earn a bowl bid this year. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of the buzzword we've used throughout this is maximum flexibility being that word. And really what that means is, you know, these bowls have tie-ins to particular conferences. And we know that, gosh, there could be teams out there that might have a minimum of four games all the way up to teams that might play a max of 10 to 11 games during the course of the year. So, you know, for us, instead of trying to put all these various parameters, because, you know, you really can't compare, you know, league to league. So, you know, if the Mid-American Conference has, you know, three, four, five tie-ins, whatever the case might be, when it's all sorted out, you know, we have that ability within our league to determine, you know what, we might have a champion that might be, you know, 5-2 or whatever the case is, but we also might have a 3-4 team that that deserves a bid, you know, based on, you know, how they played, you know, throughout the year. So it was essentially the flexibility to allow the conferences that have these tie-ins to, you know, be able to determine through a true conference race, which each conference is doing, you know, who would be eligible to compete in these bowl games.
Well, we're glad everybody's getting back. It's nice watching college football on Saturdays, getting back to normal. Mark, thanks, as always. Thanks for giving us some time on the show.
No, hey, I appreciate it. Obviously appreciate the support out there, you know, as we move through this. You know, obviously, as we talked about last week, you know, we're going to work with State, SUNY, and also County to make sure that we're doing everything, you know, within the health parameters out there. And it's exciting to see, too. You know, our county pushing for fans, you know, the next Bills game as well. So, you know, tremendous support out there for football, and we're glad to be back.
Well, good luck with everything.
Hey, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, Mark, have a good day.
You too, now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.